Hey, y'all. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Kaya. For those that do not know, I just want to say thank you so much for showing my podcast support and just telling your friends, your family, and just everyone, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your aunties. I think I said that already, but anyway, you get the picture. So thank you so much for just showing me support. You can follow me on Instagram at Kaya Bricks, K-Y-A-H-B-R-I-X-X. And you can also follow me on Twitter at K-Y-A-H-B-R-I-X-X-X. And without further ado, let's just get up into this episode, baby. Like, let's get it. So y'all know, like every other episode, I start with my headspace. And today's headspace is very good. I'm in a very good headspace. I'm very happy. Nothing major happened. I'm just grateful, thankful. Everything's on the up and up, you know. There's nothing to complain about, so shit, we gonna rock with that. So I'm in a really good headspace. But I just want to mention that you have so much power in the tongue. Like, there's so much power in your words. I think people don't even understand, like, the things that you say can, like, manifest. It's real. Like, that shit is real. Like, I be scared sometimes. Like, sometimes I be like, nah, I can't even say that because that shit might, like, come true. Like, bruh, the shit that you say will come true. Like, 9 times out of 10, if it ain't immediately, that shit's gonna happen, like, before you know it. And it's just so crazy. It's so weird. So I think today's episode is gonna be about manifestation and how to just... not how to, because I don't have the answer, Sway. Like I tell y'all before, I don't have the answer, Sway. But I'm just showing y'all, I'm just telling y'all my experiences. I'm just telling y'all what I've been through and, you know, the things that I've done or the things that I've, you know, people have told me and how to just manifest things and, you know, speak things into existence, because that shit is real. So I know that, like, a lot of people really don't believe in, like, manifestation, which is weird. Not that they don't believe it, but I assume that they've never experienced it before. Like, they've never come across a situation that they spoke into existence, which is weird because I feel like everybody has that experience. But I guess I could be wrong. But I think that manifestation is fucking real. Like, you can't tell me it's real. I have so many, like, things that has happened to me because of manifestation. Like, this shit is crazy. But I think that in order for things to be manifested, you have to be positive. Okay, you cannot be fucking negative Susie walking around with a fucking stick up your ass. You can't be fucking negative Tom with a motherfucking chip on your shoulder, expecting things to be handed to you. You can't be expecting, you just can't expect shit. You feel me? Like, don't feel like you're obligated to receive this, or you're obligated to, like, you know, don't act like anybody owe you shit, because don't nobody owe you anything, period. At the end of the day, like, don't nobody owe you shit. So in order to, my nigga was probably looking at me like, what, why are you talking to yourself? But anyway, so I feel like in order to manifest things, you have to give out good energy. You have to give out good. You know, you have to be a good-hearted person. A lot of people aren't good-hearted. You know, a lot of people have motives. A lot of people don't understand that if you are just, you talk about people a lot, you just are so fucking negative, like, you know, like, you don't even know that you're negative because the people that you're around are negative. Like, that's the scary part. Like, you don't even know that what you're saying isn't okay because everybody around you thinks like you. I know you felt that one, because I felt that. You don't know you're negative because everybody around you is like you. Damn, can I say that again? You don't know that you're negative because everyone around you is like you. Nope, you're not going to manifest anything. Bitch, you are negative. You are blocking your own blessings by being negative. Like, you want good things to happen to you, but you're not putting out any good. You know, you constantly talking about people. You're constantly just being that Debbie Downer. You're constantly just being that just negative black ass cloud around people. Or just not even around people. It could be towards yourself. You're negative towards yourself. You speak bad on yourself. You know, you compare yourself. You don't, that was ghetto as fuck, but you don't like, you know, you don't show no love to yourself. You don't show no love to others. You can't expect things, good things to come to you if you don't show no love. So number one thing about manifestation is giving out good energy. I don't understand how people can be in this world and be so negative and then feel like the world owes them something or feel like, why me or why is everything happening to me and my life is so fucked up. Duh. Of course your life is fucked up. Your mental's fucked up. You're a fucked up person. Until you change you, until you change your interior, nothing good is going to happen. It's kind of, look at it like if you're eating fast food all the time. Your emotions are going to be all over the place because of all the hormones and everything that they put inside the food. Like just all of that, the artificial stuff and like all of that shit, like nothing good is going to come from that. Everybody's been to that point where they've eaten fast food for a grip. And you know how that make you feel? Like, it makes you feel shitty. It make you feel like you always tired. You're always in a negative mood. You know, you're negative. Like, nothing good is going to come from that unless you, I mean, like, all right, so, like, you eat fast food for a week straight. You turn into this fucking just horrible fucking beast. This fucking sloppy grease beast, because that's all they fucking use is nothing but grease. And once you cut that off and once you stop eating fast food, you become more happier. You have more energy, you know. You feel different. Your skin looks different, you know, because you can feel that shit in your insides. That, like, it's just like something's wrong. So once you cut all that shit out, you feel like a new person. So look at it like you're like that is your mental. Fast food is your mental, you know. Once you cut out the fast food and you revert to healthy, everything is going to be good. Like something good is going to come from that. I hope that makes sense. I hope y'all get me when I just said that. But like that's how I look at it. I think that manifestation also has a lot to do with writing it down, looking at it. You know, I think that like New Year's resolutions, they're good. It's a good start, but you don't have to wait until January 1st, December 31st, December 30th in order to write down your goals and actually start them. You can start at any time of the year. You can start whenever. You can start on a Monday. You can start on a Wednesday. You can start on a Sunday. It doesn't matter. As long as you write down your goals and you believe in them, you know, the more you look at your goals, the more you remember that you have something to strive towards. So write down your goals, put it on paper, pen and paper, you know, hang it up on your mirror, something, put it in your phone. I don't really suggest putting your notes in your phone unless that's like your last resort. If you're out in public and you just think of some shit like, nah, I gotta da 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 da, put it in your phone. But then again, go home and write it on paper. Because once you write it on paper, it's just something about that, the physical, you actually writing it out word for word, letter for letter, that just brings your mind into actually believing it and actually putting power onto it. So pen and paper is definitely a good way to get to manifesting some shit, you know. So I think that when you look at something, your brain, it just clicks. Like it's so weird. Like, you know, like it's so weird, but it's like your brain, you looking at something and like your brain just clicks with it. Like, you know, so yeah, pen and paper. But yeah, so I think that what you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create. So the thoughts that you have, they're going to become your reality. You know, the feelings that you feel, if you are loving yourself, you're just so intuitive with yourself. You give good vibrations to yourself. That's all you're going to attract. You know, the things that you imagine or the things that you can't even imagine happening sometimes happen, you know, most likely than not, you know, they happen. I try not to believe in jinx. You know, of course, you've experienced things where they don't happen for you because you feel as though that you told so-and-so or you spoke too soon. You know, I feel like a lot of good things have to be private or have to be very sacred to yourself. Like, you know, you can't share everything with everybody, and that's a fact. You know, you can't share everything with everybody, but I feel like when you look at it as a jinx, you kind of limit, you know, do you believe in it? Did you even believe in it? If you feel as though it's jinx, you know, like if you tell somebody something and it doesn't work out for you, do you look at it as it's just not my time? It wasn't meant for me. Or do you really think that you speaking on something really, really affected the outcome? I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. Because to me, I feel like I do believe in jinx probably like 20%. Because it's just like, all right, God damn it. I should never. Because a lot of people will wish bad on you. So it's like, God damn, I should never told you. But, you know, if it's your friend, if you feel like you can't express your love or, you know, something that's going on with you to your friend because you feel as though that they're going to, excuse me, like they're going to, like wish bad on you or something like that, you shouldn't be hanging around them. You shouldn't, if you can't go to your friends and to help you feel that joy or help you just, you know, bring happiness into your situation or what you're about to endure, you shouldn't be hanging with them. Period. If you feel as though your friends will not be as happy for you, like, dead them. You don't need them. I think the word jinx to me, I don't think the word jinx exists, to be honest. Like I said, I believe in this 20%, but the only reason why I do believe in it because you can't tell everybody everything. A lot of people do wish bad on you. A lot of people don't want to see you do better than them. You know, sometimes it be the closest people to you that don't want to see you do better than them. And that's just the way the cookie crumble. That's in life, period. It could be your coworker. It could be your friend. It could be your family. It could be your associate. Like, it doesn't matter. A lot of people don't want to see you do better than them. So if you telling them some good news, of course they're going to fake like they're happy for you. But deep down, they're like, fuck, how can I one up on this person? How can I one up on her? You know, it shouldn't be like that, but that's just how it is. You know, that's just how it is. So when they praying on your downfall, it's kind of fucking, I feel like, I don't know where I was going with that part, but when you tell them something and they don't want you to do better than them, like, you know, maybe your blessings are getting blocked because you did share with the wrong person or at the wrong time. But then again, it's just like, I feel like perfect timing. You know, if it's meant for you, it's going to be for you regardless. If it's meant for you, and then it's perfect, like I said, perfect timing. Like, the timing might have not been right. Maybe it was for you, but maybe not right now. Maybe not when you thought it was. You know, maybe a few months, a few years down the line, maybe that shit might come back and it might be better. You might be in a position to actually receive it differently. You know, you might have not been ready for it. You might have thought that you were, but you might have not been ready for your blessing. You might have not been ready for the outcome of that big, you know, change in your life. You know? So, I think that a lot of people are scared. You know, I feel like social media has put a barrier on ourselves when it comes to feeling like we can't show love, real genuine love, which is weird. I can't really go into detail yet because I don't understand it enough to really go into detail. You know, I don't know if I ever will understand it, but if you know, you know. I don't even know if that makes sense, but if you know, you know. I feel like social media has put a barrier on us. It has us feeling like we got to stay guarded, like we got to stay away from, you know, expressing how we feel or feeling like we can't put things out there, you know, because maybe somebody might come and attack it, or somebody might take the idea, or somebody, you know, I don't know, somebody might just try to shit on your blessing. So, and it's, that's unfortunate as hell, but yeah, so with that one, I feel like Jinx, it's not, I don't think it's Jinx. I just think that it just wasn't meant for you at your time that you thought that it was. Yeah, so, and you got to believe in it, because if you think that it was a Jinx, did you, like I said, did you believe in it? Like, you got to look at it like it's already yours. When you talking your shit and when you saying things to people, you got to believe, you got to talk like it's a present. Like, that shit is happening. You got to believe it's yours. You feel me? If you apply for a job, tell your friends, yeah, I'm about to get the, I'm getting this new job. Where at? So-and-so. This place. Oh, word? Heard you. Did you go for your interview yet? Nah, yet. Nah, not yet, but I know I'm about to get it. Talk your shit. Don't be afraid to talk your shit. Don't think that you're delusional because you can't, you know, that you don't have it yet, but you speaking your shit into existence. Like, talk your shit. Come on. Speak that shit like you already got it. Stand 10 on that shit, too. Like, just, like, your friends might be like, damn, like, shit. Like she said she got the job. Like, you know, your friends, if you got good friends, they're gonna be right there talking your shit with you, you know? So, talk your shit. Believe in it. Like, for real. He little as shit. And that, but yeah. Like, I think that manifestation is real. Law of attraction is real. Like, you gotta be kind. You gotta give. You gotta be patient. Like I said, like, perfect timing. You gotta be patient. Not when you feel as though that you're ready for it. Like, you know, like, no, it don't work like that. Honestly, nothing works like that. Nothing that you think, oh, I gotta, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, nah, when you're spiritually ready for it, it will come to you. Not when you feel as though you're ready for it, you know? I think that also manifestation, you also have to like visualize it. You know, if you can literally daydream about it, for example, like if you want a new job, right? And you're at the shitty job, you fucking hate it, right? But you can just daydream at a good job, you know, the job of your dream, you know, if you can visualize it, write that shit down and really work towards it. Like, you really have to just say it. Like, just say it like, yeah, I'm about to be at this new job. Like, just say it, you know? Just say that shit out into the open, and I swear it's gonna come true. Like, it's so weird. I think that I could give you an example on how manifestation works, or how I've experienced manifestation, because a lot of shit that I've talked about, like, has come true. Like, my current job, right? My current job, like I said in my earlier podcast, that, you know, I enjoy it. It's nothing wrong with it. I do feel like this isn't my forever. This isn't my career, but it's definitely a good, where I'm at in life is good for me. You know, like, where I'm at, it keeps food on my plate. It keeps gas in my tank. It keeps my car note paid, like, everything, you know, like, it helps, it's good for me, for where I'm at, you know, it's good for me. So my current job, I knew I wanted, like, I knew I was going to get it. Like, I didn't even apply for the job yet, but I'm like, I want to work there. Like, right. So I'm like, no, I want to work there. So, and my aunt, she worked there and she was telling me about it. So she was like, duh, 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 duh. So I kind of had my mind set on that. Like, you know, like, I don't want to be at, cause I used to work at Target. I was a supervisor at Target. So we're flex, but okay. but I used to work at Target and I fucking hated it. Like, I fucking hate it. I used to have anxiety attacks. Like, I used to have to go sit down because I just couldn't, like literally it was like a fucking dark spirit over me every time I walked in, and I just couldn't do it anymore. And I just left. Like, I manifested that shit. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna work here. Like, I swear to God, I'm gonna work here. Like, I told myself, like, I'm gonna be there. I don't know when, but I'm gonna start working for so-and-so. So then I used to tell my friend, I used to tell all my friends, like, listen, I'm going to be here. Like, I'm going to work there. And they used to be like, yup, you sure are. Like, you know, gassing me up. And that's what you need. You need people to actually believe in you too. You know, not saying that, like, them believing in you is all that you need, but it's just like you got to believe in yourself. But having people that believe in you too also just feels good, you know. It makes you want to go 10 times harder. So how long have I been talking? 19 minutes. All right, we finna, because golly, I'm just talking at this point. But yeah, so I was like, so I'm a work, I was telling them, like, I was speaking that shit into existence. Mind y'all, I did not even apply for this fucking job yet. Like, I'm just talking shit. Like, I'm just talking my shit because I'm like, bro, I feel it. Like, I just know it. Like, I'm just telling them, like, yo, I know it. I know it. And they like, you are. You feel me? Like, yes, you are. Yep, you are. So one day I just applied. Like, I'm like, you know what? Just apply. So I applied, and I think the next week, and I had forgot I applied, so it was just regular for me, like, going to my other job, going to Target every day, and just busting my ass there. And I got a call back, like, trying to set up an interview. So I'm like, oh, shit, like, you feel me? I was excited. I'm like, oh, my God, like, you know, like, this interview, like, oh, my gosh, like, da-da-da-da. So I prayed before I went to the interview, went to the interview. Not even a week later, I said, like, probably, like, 2 days later, I got the call saying you got the job. I'm like, what? Like, the shit was crazy. Like, the way everything happened, I think before I even got the job, I was saying I was going to get that job, but, like, 2 months before I even applied for it. You feel me? So, I'm just like, whoa. Like, the way that shit just happened, it was just like, wow. Like, I spoke this shit into existence. Like, I dead spoke this shit into existence, and it felt good. Like, from that point on, I just knew. But it was a lot of little shit that I was speaking to existence, but nothing that really, like, changed me, like, financially, like that did. Like, this switch, that shit changed me. Like, it honestly grew the fuck out of me. Like, it opened my eyes to a lot. So I was just so thankful. So that's just, like, my little experience on manifestation. So you gotta speak that shit into existence. You gotta really know. You gotta have a good heart. You know, you have to put out that good, because when you give out good, good comes to you. When you give out bad, bad comes to you. And don't be surprised when bad comes to you when you're a bad person. I don't understand that. How are you surprised when all you do is talk shit? When all you do is put others down? When all you do is nitpick about other people? Like, nothing good is going to come from that. Focus on yourself and focus on, you know, tap in. You know, let's use that term. Tap into yourself, you know? Dig within. Like, listen, I feel like a lot of people don't understand it until they experience it. But I'm telling you now, manifestation is real. That shit is real. Like, it's a lot of shit that I'm going to manifest. Everything that I want, I'm going to get, period. Everything that, and more, you know, everything that I want, I'm going to get and more. You want to know why? Because I put out that good energy. I believe in everything that I say. Even if others don't think, you know, even if others don't believe in it, I believe in it. That's all that matters. I'm gonna make it happen, period. You know, I attract positive because I'm a positive person. You know, I attract good people, and anybody that's out to get me, trust me, they slipping off me like butter. They can't get to me to talk my shit real quick. They can't get to me. You can't touch me. Da 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 da. Said I can't touch this. But real shit, like, when I tell you, like, you can't touch me. I'm too positive. You feel me? The shit that I spit, the shit that I say, I believe in. So it's going to come to me, period. Cocky as I want to be, as humble as I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that is meant for me is going to be for me when it's ready for me. You know, I don't got a time on nothing. I just know I'm going to get it. You know, I don't have a deadline on anything. I just know I'm going to get it. I don't expect shit from nobody because I know I'm going to get it. Like, you feel me? Like, and this real shit. Like, this real shit. So, you know, I feel like the more you, it's so much power in the tongue, y'all. Y'all got to be careful. Y'all got to be careful what you wish for. You got to be careful, though. You know? Like, speak your shit. Talk your shit. Manifestation is real. You know, let the universe know what you want. You know, work towards that shit. Write that shit down. Look at that shit every day, you know? So, I think that I said enough about manifestation and law of attraction. You know, that shit is real. You know, it's real. Speak your shit. Talk your shit. So, you know, with all that being said, I feel like this podcast can now come to an end, because I just went on a whole, I don't know. I could, listen, I love this podcast shit so much, because I feel like I just get so much off my chest, and I know y'all gonna fuck with it. Like, I just know that y'all gonna fuck with it. Just be, even if y'all don't fuck with it, like, it's just like, it'll open your mind to some shit. Like, I just know, like, I just love this podcast shit, yo. But yeah, again, I just love y'all so much. Thank you so much for just tuning into this podcast. Yeah, shit, we gonna be here, okay? We gonna be here, baby. But I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you didn't already, don't forget to pray, thank God for all the things that you have, and, you know, all the things that you want, and all that. Just be really specific with the things that you want, and, you know, be patient, and God will give it to you when it's ready for you. And yeah, with all that being said, I'm gonna catch y'all at the next one.